brunch listening.
So it's been ages since I saw you last.
I know. It's so hard to find a time to get together.
Tell me about it. I know Martha's not here yet, but I wanted to ask after your sister. How are her new twins? They're boys, right?
Yes, that's right. Identical boys. I think it's fair to say that they're keeping her busy. The biggest problem is that it's almost impossible to tell them apart.
I was just going to say.
And her partner is thinking of going back to work early so he can use his paternity leave later, but I think she managed to talk him out of it.
That's probably for the best. Look, here's Martha.
Hi. Sorry I'm late.
I hate to say it, but we knew you'd be late, so we gave you the wrong time.
What do you mean? I'm hardly ever late.
Come on, don't talk nonsense. You're always late and we love you for it. Anyway, sit down and have some coffee. What's new?
I'm glad it's the weekend. I've had such dramas at work.
What's happened?
Well, it's my boss. He's making my life really difficult.
But you always speak so highly of him.
I know, but yesterday he told me off about something I did, and I really think it's unfair. Actually, it wasn't what he said. It's how he said it. Speaking down to me like I didn't know what I was doing.
You're not asking for the moon if you want someone to treat you with respect.
Right. You should speak up for yourself.
I will, but I have to be careful he doesn't think I'm talking back to him, or I might lose my job.
Can I ask an awkward question?
I guess so.
Didn't you say you were looking for another job anyway?
Well, I have been thinking about finding something better.
There you go. This would be the perfect time. Now I'm starving. Are we ready to ask for the menu? I'm having pancakes.
I'll split some pancakes with somebody, but only if they come with blueberries.